What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, March 12th. And just like that, with everything going on, football jumped into the picture. Normally, March, we're talking college basketball. We got hockey going on. We got the Miami Heat in action. It's the football offseason. Yes, we've got the draft coming up in a little bit more than a month. But now, the free agency frenzy. Yesterday, I'm doing the show, and you guys were here, and if you missed it, sorry to hear that. Yesterday, I was talking college basketball. I was talking about the Heat, and then all of a sudden, boom, everything starts to transpire. The big move, the first one, Christian Wilkins, no longer a Dolphin. He goes to the Raiders. And then the Dolphins just start losing player after player after player after player after player. And they had already lost some previous to yesterday, or at least we knew they were going to be gone. And now the Dolphins are making moves. They're picking up some pieces, but at least they don't play a game until September. And normally, I don't think we would ever say that because you can't wait for Dolphins football. But they've got to get a lot in order. And I don't know if they'll be able to. So that's going to be a lengthy conversation today, as it should be. Football is king, no matter what else is going on. Doesn't matter the time of the year. Doesn't matter if the Heat are playing, the Panthers are playing, the Canes basketball team. They got a game in a little bit, a Tuesday ACC tournament game. That's never good. March Madness, like the legit March Madness, is right around the corner. This Sunday is Selection Sunday. But in the middle of all of that, the NFL, they stepped in. The NFL's a year-round thing. The NFL steps in and they say, hey, you mind if we dance with your dates, if we take over the news cycle? Now, as always, and I told you yesterday, I'm not here to do a national show. I'm not doing a fake national show. I'm not going to sit here and talk all about Derrick Henry signing with the Ravens and Joe Mixon getting traded, Aaron Jones going somewhere else, Barkley going to the Eagles, Josh Jacobs. I'm just talking about some running backs here. You could go anywhere on television, any station, and you're going to see all the national stories. You can only get South Florida stories here. And what's kind of funny, I mean, it's not really funny if you're a Dolphins fan, but very quickly, yesterday, the Miami Dolphins, they became a big story, not only in South Florida, but around the country, around the league. The Miami Dolphins were being talked about, and they're still being talked about, but not as much as late in the day yesterday, because you had other moves, Kirk Cousins going to the Falcons. You got big signings everywhere in the NFL. But it's always the case where there's a Miami connection, isn't there? The big stories that break. And in a matter of hours yesterday, right when I was doing this show, the Miami Dolphins lost four players, and they are important players. And the Miami Dolphins losing those players while getting some, but losing the ones that they lost, it's going to have a lot of meaning to next season. So I'll be getting to that conversation in just a little bit. Panthers play tonight. People are writing to me. I'm waiting. I'm anxiously awaiting that same game parlay for the Florida Panthers. Let me tell you this, and I sound like Uncle Luke there because he always says, let me tell you this, or listen, let me tell you this, but let me tell you this. When I publish a same game parlay, it's not just because there's a game going on and I need to come up with something. I will never do that. I do my research. I have my logic. I look into this because I take it seriously. Who doesn't take their money seriously. I mean, yeah, there's funny money at strip clubs and all that. You just throw the money up in the air. You're obviously not taking that money seriously. But when people are placing wagers on the Hard Rock Bet app or wherever you're putting your bets in, you take them seriously. Tonight's game against the Dallas Stars on the road, it's a tough one. I'm not always going to put out a same game parlay. I need to make that very clear to all of you. You think if I played one every single game, they're always going to win? No, I'm very selective. So when I have a parlay to show you, I will tweet it. I'll put it on my IG story. It'll be widely available for you to see, and you can tail it if you want. You could go against it. You could leave it alone. You could do whatever you want. I'm just giving information that I believe will be correct and will win. And my track record, I would say, pretty good. I'm not going to go crazy here and talk about stats, but you guys, you see it for yourself. So I'm doing the show yet again this afternoon from beautiful Medellin. The views here are always amazing. Girls. Some of you have been here recently. Some of you maybe will be coming here soon. You're on a spring break or whatever it may be. It's always a great time of the year to come here. They call it the eternal spring. It's just spring every single day. Last night, I was playing in the poker tournament that they've got going on here, a pretty big series that's happening right now. I qualified last night. I played until about 2:40 this morning or 2:30, something in that area is when I finished, which is really 3:30 Miami time because they don't change the clocks in many places around the world. It's just like a U.S. thing and not even every state. So everything for me now until November is an hour earlier, which is good and bad. So 3:30 a.m. Miami time is when I finished playing cards. I qualified yesterday for day two, which will be on Friday. I'm not going to be on the airwaves on Friday. I told the station I cannot do a show on Friday, and I'm hoping I do very well. You know, sometimes you got to take an unscheduled day off, and Friday is going to be one of them. But you could follow me on Instagram. Some of you already do. Search Andy Slater. You could check me out on Twitter. You're probably following me already. And hopefully I'll post a picture into the weekend with a trophy, and I'll post the same game parlay that will hopefully win, and any other information I come across. Because you know I'm still always looking for the
Slater's Scoop.
And I never know when the next one will be. Could be today. Who knows? What I do know, though, is that it's a Luke Tuesday. The Miami Dolphins are making moves. Not popular moves with the Dolphins fan base, but they are making moves. And I have a lot to say about what happened yesterday into today. But I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
It appears to me that the Miami Dolphins' window to spend big and to do whatever they want financially is now closed. Or at least it's closing. In the NFL, the best way to be able to get whoever you want is to have a quarterback who's on a rookie contract. Because the quarterback position is the most expensive position in the game. So if you get that position discounted big time, you got plenty of money to throw around for other guys. And over the past few years, this has been the time where the Miami Dolphins have won. And I'm talking about not a playoff game, but the offseason. They make big, splashy, expensive additions. Mr. Ross will make the money work, and there's always ways around the cap. The Miami Dolphins have had the luxury of doing that the past 4 years or so. What became very clear to me yesterday with the start of free agency, the days where the Dolphins can just spend and spend whatever they want on whatever position, those days, they're done. Now, Tua has not put pen to paper yet. No extension with him is complete. And reportedly, it's not even close. We don't even know for sure that it will happen. Reportedly, they're talking. But it hasn't happened. Assuming it does happen, Tua is going to get in the neighborhood of about $50 million a year. It could be 60, who knows? It's very different to operate when you're going to have a player making $50 or $60 million a season than when that player is making way less because they're on a rookie deal. This approach that the Dolphins are taking, I don't trust it. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. I just don't trust it. I'm not going to sit on the fence here. I don't trust it. I do not trust the Miami Dolphins front office. Should I trust them with the notion of, hey, let's be cheap. Let's not overpay guys. Let's keep everything reasonable. Why should I trust them to be able to do that? Think about the past few seasons. Chris Greer hasn't had to worry about the cap. He hasn't had to worry about throwing big money at problems. And with that, what do the Dolphins have to show? What have they shown us? With all this spending going on, they've shown us two playoff appearances and a grand total of how many playoff wins?
Zilch.
Nothing.
Nada.
Small potatoes.
No potatoes.
Diddly squat.
A big old goose egg.
And now there's clearly a pivot. We got to be smarter. We need to save money. We need to do things more on the cheap. Well, if Chris Greer and his staff could not get the job done when money was no obstacle, what leads you to believe that they're going to be successful now that money absolutely is an obstacle? And if you're concerned, you're a concerned Dolphins fan, I get it. You can't win an NFL season or even a division crown based on a few moves that happened in early March. So I'm not saying the Dolphins are completely doomed because there's still a long way to go. But do you trust the Dolphins front office? I don't. Do you trust they're going to get this right? I absolutely do not. I don't know how many more times I got to say that. Look at what they've lost on the defensive side of the ball. It's crazy how much talent they lost. Xavier Howard wasn't the same, but he's gone. Jerome Baker's gone. Van Ginkle's gone. Christian Wilkins is gone. Brandon Jones is gone. That's five guys. That's not even counting Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, who are coming off of major injuries. You talk about a gigantic change to the defense. And they got a brand new defensive coordinator. And then when you look at the other side of the ball, they lost Robert Hunt. Now, he got a monstrous payday. Some will say he got overpaid, but good for him. $100 million from Carolina. Go get that bag of money. Carolina's probably not going to do anything, but good for Robert Hunt getting paid. We all want to get paid. Christian Wilkins, he's getting paid in Vegas. Now, he could have still been with the Miami Dolphins. They could have taken care of this last offseason before he had a career year. They could have negotiated something a lot cheaper. Christian Wilkins, he bet on himself. He had a one-year prove-it season, and he had a career year. That's why he's a Raider now. He's going to be paired with Max Crosby. That's going to be one heck of a pass rush for Las Vegas. The Dolphins, they could have kept Wilkins. Not saying that they could have made a deal this year long-term, but the year before, absolutely. They just had to act sooner. Now, let's, for a moment, because I'm fair, I'll give the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt for a minute. Maybe they just didn't want Christian Wilkins. Maybe they wanted to let him walk for whatever reason. So maybe that's why they just kept punting his contract down the road further and further. Yeah, we'll deal with it, and then we're just going to let him walk away. Maybe. I don't know. And Robert Hunt, I'll agree with the overpay. I don't think the Dolphins could have competed with that. But look at the player you're losing. One of the toughest, most dependable offensive linemen the Dolphins had. Now that's a hole that needs to be filled, either by the draft or a free agency. The Dolphins lost some really good players. And the one that made the least sense to me was Andrew Van Ginkle. Because AVG didn't get a crazy bag of money. The Dolphins definitely could have made that happen. You talk about one heck of a defensive player who can play all over the place. He could play linebacker. He's a tackling machine. He could play edge rusher, get after the QB, especially with Chubb and Phillips out. He's gotten better and better, and to let him walk, really bad move by Miami. Van Ginkle is an exceptionally useful player, and now he'll continue to be, but just not for the Miami Dolphins. That one bothered me a lot because he was affordable, and I don't think AVG is the type of guy that the Dolphins could afford to lose. They could afford him financially. They couldn't afford to lose him, yet he's no longer a Miami Dolphin. That one's really going to hurt him. Now, of course, losing Christian Wilkins and all the other guys, that's going to hurt too. But AVG just could do so many things. And he wasn't expensive. Just like playing a poker tournament at the Hard Rock is not expensive. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. That is the place to be if you want to get into a poker tournament. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. There you will find the entire list of poker tournaments every single day that are happening in the poker room at the Hard Rock. If you can't get into a tournament, if you don't have a few hours to put aside, they've got cash games. Texas Hold'em, Omaha, they got bonus high hands going on all of the time as well. The site is SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's where you'll find all the information. And then maybe you will find me at a poker table very soon at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Live racing at Gulfstream Park is going on 5 days a week now, Wednesday through Sunday. It is the championship meet, and the Florida Derby is right around the corner, less than 3 weeks to go. The winner of the Florida Derby, you'll see that horse in the Kentucky Derby, and it could win the Kentucky Derby. When I go to Gulfstream Park, and I love going out to Gulfstream, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. I get myself a table, have a fantastic meal, watch the races live right in front of me, and of course I wager on them. You don't even have to wager a whole lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. Live racing right now every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is the championship meet, which brings out the best of the best in the horse racing world. And it's all happening in Hollandale Beach right now at Gulfstream Park. What's happening in Miami Gardens? The Miami Dolphins lose a lot of players yesterday. Dolphins fans are like, oh my gosh, we are so much worse than we were just a couple of days ago. The good thing is the Miami Dolphins don't play a game that counts until September, and they are making some additions. Jordan Brooks, the Dolphins sign him. They get him for a few years. Jordan Brooks will slide into that Jerome Baker role. Jerome was a good guy with the media. Football player-wise, I'd say average. He had injuries. Brooks, solid replacement. You can go look at his stats. He could play. Another move they make, they pick up Aaron Brewer, center from the Tennessee Titans. The buzz on him is that he's a guy who can run out. He can get to that second level. So when the Miami Dolphins want to make plays for Tyreek, Jalen, Devon Achane, Mostert, they'll have a lineman who can provide an escort down the field. Who doesn't love a good escort when needed? I'm talking about, like, you know, to a concert, police escort. I don't know what else you might have thought I was talking about. But there are still fundamentals to account for. I think having a lineman who can move is useful. I will say that looking at some video of Brewer, he does fit the mold of Mike McDaniel and what he wants to do. Hopefully, we'll continue to see moves being made that are helpful for this Dolphins team. We're seeing one-year deals, Shaq Barrett. That happened earlier today. The main thing here is the Miami Dolphins for now are out of a cap mess. The Dolphins didn't just let former draft picks walk yesterday. They absolutely let them walk, but they figured out a way to get out of their cap mess because they had a bunch of guys, including Jalen Ramsey, restructure their deals. So the player gets more of their money up front. The owner cuts a check for it, and then the number is essentially fudged to make more cap room. There's ways to work around this. The Miami Dolphins, though, after everything, they're not better today than they were yesterday. They lost way too many defensive guys, key guys. And it wasn't just yesterday. X was gone before that. Baker was gone before that. There's a lot of experience gone from this Dolphins team. And the sad part is, with all of that experience, the Miami Dolphins have zero playoff wins to show for. No wins since 2000. It's not ideal. If last year's team, if that was their window and they couldn't even win a playoff game, well, that's a major problem. I hear people say this is the year. This is like do or die. You got to win the Super Bowl this year. They can't even win a playoff game. And now you got a defense that may not be as good. Again, there's still moves to be made. If your defense isn't as good, well, your offense, they got to be even better because now you may be dealing with high-scoring contests. So the offense has got to step it up even more than they did last year. I don't think Dolphins fans are too happy with Chris Greer right now. But it's March 12th. We still got time. What else do you want me to say? You want me to say the Dolphins are already finished? Like just move on to 2025 and 2026? Don't do that. At least not yet. Still give them some time. You still got the draft and you got other moves that I'm sure will be made. Now, some of you are moving. You're buying a new home or you need a mortgage or you're refinancing. That's why I keep telling you about the bagel loan. Stewie has got the bagel loan for you. You might be thinking, the bagel loan? What the heck is the bagel loan? When you look at a bagel, at least when I look at one, I see a zero in the middle. That is what you will pay Stewie. Stewie is the man. You pay him zero. You pay him nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan. I'm going to give you Stewie's personal cell phone number. Call up Stewie. Tell him you want to know about the bagel loan. 561-379-4441. Again, if you're buying a home, you need a mortgage or you're refinancing, why would you not call Stewie? 561-379-4441. Tell Stewie you want to know about the bagel loan If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing, the Bagel Loan is for you. MLS number 226715. We're going to hear from Uncle Luke Luther Campbell momentarily on this Luke Tuesday. We're going to watch the Florida Panthers tonight. At least I am. Hopefully they steamroll in Dallas, but that's going to be pretty difficult. Dallas tonight, Carolina on Thursday, and then home against Tampa Bay on Saturday. When I have a good same game parlay to let you guys know about, I will definitely post it on social media. I love wagering. I love winning. But one thing here, especially in March with all this madness, you should not wager on your retirement. Do not bet on that. You need to be very smart about your finances. And some of us, you got a financial advisor right now, they're just not getting the job done. That's why you need to contact Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is located locally in Palm Beach. They will design a plan based around your goals. Whatever your goals are, you tell them to Trajan Wealth. They will help you design a plan based around those goals that you have made for yourself. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. Or call Trajan Wealth, 561-390-1000. Don't wait any longer. Contact Trajan Wealth today. Do not bet on your retirement. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. Not only is it a Tuesday, it is a Luke Tuesday. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell with us here on the Andy Slater Show. Luke, I've had so many people writing to me. I can't wait to hear Uncle Luke on Tuesday. Last night, I'm playing poker here in Medellin. You are hanging out with strippers in Austin, Texas. Who do you think had a better time?
I had a better time. It wasn't really strippers. It was premiere after party of these guys' documentary, Magic City Club.
Yeah, but I saw dollar bills being thrown up in the air and girls dancing on laps. So those are just...
No, it was... They made up the party. It wasn't your typical Luke stripper party. It wasn't that. It wasn't Miami. I mean, come on, man. This is Austin.
Are you?
This is Austin. It's like a pop up strip club in Austin for South by Southwest.
Are you?
So it wasn't Miami. Yeah, you know I mean, us in Miami, we do it real. I mean, we do it big. Okay, so.
Are you going to have a going away party for any of these Miami Dolphins? Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkel, Baker?
No, but I'm going to have a party tomorrow night here in Austin for my documentary Freaknik that premieres tonight.
The premiere of the Freaknik is on Hulu, correct?
Yes, it's going to be on Hulu March 21st. But we're premiering it here at South by Southwest, the big film and music festival, probably one of the largest in the world.
Well, I appreciate the invite.
Put us in the film.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that invite. That's very kind of you.
No, I mean, you don't come to these type of things, Andy. You go to, you know, if it has to be involved girls and all that kind of stuff, you're not like a real friend. You're a guy who only shows up gambling involved and girls from Colombia.
We've had bread pudding together at Joe's, so that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So, Luke, you're right. But before I get into football and everything, I am really excited about the Freaknik because it's 9 days away. It's on Hulu. What are we going to see in the Freaknik?
Man, you're going to see a wild and crazy party that was originated by some nice people, part of a fraternity in Atlanta at one of the HBCUs. And you're going to see it go crazy once I started going to the Freaknik. Once I heard that it was a Freaknik going on, I went to it and it became something totally different than you can only imagine.
Is this Freaknik on Hulu going to be all uncensored?
It's going to be uncensored to a degree, but again, what we did was we're telling the story of Freaknik, not just the wild part. We're telling the entire story, from the beginning to the end, to the controversy. It's no different. Like, I'm doing tons of interviews today, and one of my interviews, you know, I basically said, hey, look, we're going through this. Freaknik still lives right now, but it's called South Beach, you know, where, you know, the government basically got involved, and they just don't want to see African-American kids, you know, have fun. They don't know how to handle it. They don't organize it. They don't put anything around it. It goes bad, and before you know it, it gets shut down for all the wrong reasons. You know, just it's all about programming, Andy. Like, you program a great show. You've been doing it for a bunch of years. If you just showed up on the radio with no programming, with no idea as to how you're going to present this show, you know, it'll be chaotic. It'll be something that people won't be happy about. And that's just life. And that's Miami Beach. That was Freaknik. That was everything that went bad. No programming. Same thing in different communities. You know, people see, like, why do they do all these crazy things? It's because no programming.
Well, what about the programming, Luke, right now in Miami Gardens? Specifically, not just the Jazz in the Gardens, which you performed at the other night. Again, I didn't get an invitation, but
you didn't show up.
I saw some videos.
You knew what was going on. You didn't show up. I had your backstage passes. I had your tickets at will call. You didn't show up.
I wish I would have known they were there. But what about the Freaknik that's going on at Hard Rock Stadium in the offices of the Miami Dolphins?
Hey, listen, man. That's a real Freaknik. You know, that's a real Freaknik. I mean, going on over there. They better have some old Christian Wilkinsons, all them. They better have some old cornerbacks. They better have something that we don't know about that's coming to replace all these guys, and because they spend all this money on tour. I mean, I'm lost for words.
Well, they haven't spent the money.
I'm lost for words. How many guys they didn't got rid of?
They haven't spent the money on Tua yet. It seems like they might.
You know they're dumping. They're dumping. Stop it, Andy. They're dumping salaries. It's like when you get ready to sell a company. What do you do when you sell a company? You dump all the major executives, all the big salaries to pay to either sell the place off. Or maybe that might be the thing, because you did report that Ross was getting ready to sell a team. And I remember when Heisinger sold the team, Heisinger started dumping salaries and dumping, and Ross bought it, without too big of a debt. Maybe that might be going on here, Andy. We don't know. I don't know. You did report that Ross was getting ready to sell the team. Didn't you not report
part of the team? Yeah, not the whole team, but part
of the
team.
Okay, well, we don't know. What, majority or what? Now you back
no,
up?
Not,
you
no, back I didn't back
on
up.
On what you reported?
No, not at all. My report stands the way it was.
Okay, well,
written.
Don't be backpedaling. Don't go to backpedaling. Yeah. How much part of the team?
It would be a minority stake, which I don't know the exact percentage. But he would still own the majority.
Okay, don't be reporting things that you can't, that you don't have all the details behind, Andy. don't do that. Don't. Hey, Slater Scoop has been world renowned for many, many years, and now you want to back up.
No,
you
I'm not backing back up. I'm not backing up.
I really, Grill, they're going to have, hey, let me tell you this. It's Super Bowl or bust right now. It ain't no win, playoff win. When you get rid of this many players, and you're now supposed to bring in people to replace these great players, which I don't see that happening no time soon, because you just don't make Wilkinsons and these guys. You don't make these. They don't. You don't find these guys. It takes a million years to find these guys. And so now when you start dumping these guys off into the free market without even franchise tag, you got to franchise tag this man here before you let him get out of here. But obviously, You know, there's something that we don't know. And you know, these garbage reporters that they have covering the Dolphins, they'll start next week talking how bad Christian Wilkerson, well, people didn't get along with him and how he, or whatever. They'll start doing a smear campaign as to the reason why they let him go, which always happened. That's what we do here in Miami. We're not like New York media, other than Andy Slater with the scoops and all that. But again, I don't know what they're doing. You know, the black man get killed off the movie all the time. He the first guy to go. You know that's what happened.
Luke, you say it's
same
super.
Same thing happened in San Francisco. They lose the Super Bowl with this choking head coach, and they kill off the black man. Defense coordinator. You know that's what happened.
You say it's Super Bowl or bust, but how can the Dolphins win the Super Bowl?
They got to go to the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl or bust. Because
how can they win
whatever
a playoff
he's game? Doing right now. Whatever he's doing right now, he has to have a solution. You have to have a solution. Listen, man. Listen, Greer is on the Budweiser hot seat. Greer is on the hot seat. He put himself in a flaming hot seat. I don't know who came up and woke him up and one morning and said, just get rid of important pieces on your football team, your defense, and everywhere else to do what? Pay Tua? Tua's not going to win you no Super Bowl. He's probably not going to win you a playoff game. I mean, let's keep it 1,000.
Well, he hasn't.
Come on, man. Are you serious?
Luke,
what are they doing?
If the Dolphins don't – I can't even say this like with a straight face. If the Dolphins don't win the Super Bowl this coming season – I mean, let's see if they can win a playoff game. But if they don't even, let's say, win a playoff game, do you believe Mike McDaniel gets fired?
Mike, it's going to be a clearinghouse. Everybody got to go.
Okay. Now let me stop you there.
Let
me stop you there.
McDaniels and Greer, all of them got to go. They got to go.
Stephen Ross.
They came up with this idea to get rid of all these people.
You know Stephen Ross likes big. You know Stephen Ross likes the headlines. If the Dolphins don't win a playoff game this year and Mike McDaniel winds up getting fired, can you see Bill Belichick as the next Dolphins head coach?
Probably. Okay. Because he wants to run everything. They'll get a guy like – I don't see Ross – I see Ross doing something like that. Again, it's Super Bowl. I'm not saying win, but Super Bowl are bust for these guys because these guys have tore up a Super Bowl contending team. If the quarterback grows some, you know what I mean, testicles. If the quarterback grows some testicles, you're in the Super Bowl easily this year, easily. But obviously he don't have that, and so now you just tore down this team to save him, the dead fish, the dead dolphin, the half dead dolphin.
Well, Luke,
you have to have a solution. You have to have a direction because it's ultimately every executive job, every head coach in the NFL job is to make changes to win the Super Bowl, and you just tore down a Super Bowl contending team on paper to do what? To do what?
Well, Luke, let me ask you this one quick question here, because you're a football coach yourself, Miami Edison. If you have a pretty good defense and then you lose those defensive players, you get rid of them, what does your offense have to do to make up for that the following season?
Your quarterback has to play outstanding football. And as you can see, Andy, the teams that ended up deep in the playoff that won, they had outstanding defenses. San Francisco had an outstanding defense. They shut Patrick Mahomes down. I don't know why the guy got fired. When you look at Detroit, they had an outstanding defense. They came just that close. Kansas City, they just paid the guy over $200 million, the Christian Wilkerson of their team. You have to have an outstanding defense, and it starts with that big guy on the front line that the Dolphins just got rid of. You have to have that in order to win. The Dolphins' offense was the top between them and my sorry Cowboys. Those two offenses were the number one offenses in the league, and that did not get it done. You have to have an outstanding defense, but what happens in this situation, I want everybody to hear me real close. What happens in this situation, when you have an offensive-minded head coach, he tends to do what? Load up on his offense and pretty much not really giving an H, a D about the defense. And so now you've depleted the defense to do what? Add more money to the offense that was already performing at the highest level in the NFL. So this does not make any sense to me. So I'm going to leave it up to the experts, Greer, and all the people over there, McDaniels and Donna Penante, or is she still up in there no. doing something? Again, because this does not make sense. It does not make no. It don't make no kind of sense. And people, you're getting it blood raw right here on the Andy Slater Show, because if you listen to Joe Rose and anybody else, they're going to BS you because they work for the organization. If you listen to Omar Kelly and everybody, they're going to BS you because they work for the organization. They said they keep it 100, they'll get kicked off the airplane.
Now, to be fair, I don't think Omar Kelly works for them.
If you got a seat on that airplane, Slater, you work for the Dolphins.
I don't think he's got a seat on the plane unless he's flying.
If they let you on the airplane, you're gonna write what they tell you to write. Other than that, you get put off the airplane, and they tell whoever you work for to get you to wherever the game at the best way you can.
Hop on Spirit. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, enjoy the preview
Spirit. I love Spirit.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
They sponsor my organization. I love Spirit. I'm a Spirit guy. But, you need to get on Spirit sometime. I don't know why you just be one of them.
American Airlines, baby.
Mosey around with American.
American Airlines, baby. Enjoy the Freak Nick preview. I'll be watching in 9 days from now.
Thank you, Andy. Take care. A great time in Medellin, Colombia.
Oh, I will.
And I will soon be there with you.
Well, you got your passport, so what are you waiting for?
I got my passport.
Take care, my friend.
International Luke, Captain D.
See you later. And he's out just like that. We went really long, much longer than I probably can, but what am I going to do? I'm out of time, though. It's all the time I got for this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.